I am Dr. Drew, and this is Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
Hey everybody, welcome to Dr. Drew After Dark. Remember to support the pod so we can keep this thing going. Speaking of keeping this thing going, Tom and I had such a good time last week that he decided he'd stay here another week. So, Tom Segura, everybody.
Good to be here.
I realize that I have no saturation point for Norman or RPC. Norman Piggy.
Yep.
And RPC. It's like I have an unlimited pool for them. They just keep pouring it in.
Samesies. I am all about it. I've had people be like, I remember when I was heavily, heavily playing RPC a lot, and some people be like, what is the deal, man? Like, are you going to stop playing this dude? I was like, no.
I can't. I have to go see him.
What do you mean?
I have to go to his house. And I have the same feeling about Norman. I have to go visit him.
Of course.
It's like some sort of fascination. I really, seriously, if I were looking at like a linear collider, you know, boson particles were being created in front of me, I'd have the same fascination.
It's fascinating.
This is beyond.
Now with him, because at least there's, I would give. I don't want to speak in any term that would anyone would find offensive.
Yes,
but
I know you'd never offend.
I would never want to do that.
Never.
But it just seems like watching Norman.
Yes.
Piggy.
Yeah, yeah.
The way that he carries himself, the background that we're seeing in the home, that this is somebody who is
high functioning.
High functioning.
Yes.
Seemingly well adjusted. I'm really interested what the day-to-day operations like there.
So you got to understand, both you and I have this fascination with seeing these folks in the wild.
Yeah.
Like we want to take RPC to a fine dinner. We're serious about that.
Yes.
I want to see him at the Coney Island karaoke that he does.
Let me tell you something. When quarantine is lifted and I go to New York again.
I'm joining you. I'll make a special trip to New York.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not kidding.
I mean.
I'm not kidding.
Wine and dine.
I'm not kidding. If you'll go retrieve him, which could take a little doing. See, that's the part I don't want. I don't like extracting people from their homes.
I'll send you to do that. But
no,
then...
no. I'll meet you at the restaurant. But send, what's the kid's name that did the videos?
Oh, Paul.
Paul. Send Paul. He's all in. And then he can video the whole thing.
Yeah.
But he's got to extract RPC.
You can send a nice car. Send a limo or
something.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
Yeah.
And go to a nice place.
And I have the same exact instinct on Norman.
Yeah.
That I want to go see him in the wild. I want to visit his workplace.
I play Calgary every tour.
Oh. Do we know what part of Calgary he's in?
I don't know that it matters.
I'll meet you there. I will meet you
really?
There. Yes.
You'd go to Calgary?
Yes.
It's great. It's a great city.
I don't care. Every Norman's
time.
There. I want to see him in the workplace. I want to see RPC in the world. I want to see Norman in the workplace.
I would love to have dinner with RPC and at the end just have like four enormous jacked black dudes just walk out with like shirtless and they're like, you ready for dessert? And him, and him just be like, I was going to have a glass of wine as ice cream or something, but this does sound good. Yeah.
Oh.
Right?
I hope he knows we love him.
I adore him.
I know.
I adore RPC.
I think he thinks otherwise sometimes.
No.
And you've held back the house tour.
The house tour, that's right.
It's still being held back. It's still quite extraordinary when I look
at
it.
We should release the house tour.
If he's okay with it.
We're all homebound.
Yeah.
Why not have a house tour come out? That's a good point.
It is, woo.
Yeah.
It's some footage.
What do you think, Blue Band?
You know, we were holding on to it because we were about to release it, but we didn't because he was getting upset and we're like, let's just hold it.
No, we don't want him upset.
But if we're, you know, if we're back to our baseline with RPC, I mean, maybe let's get him on a call, see if he still likes us. And then, you know, if everything's all kosher, I'd say let's go for it.
He likes Josh, right?
Yes, he does.
Well,
yes.
Josh, you got your job cut out for you. We love RPC and we love Norman too.
Yeah, I loved listening to Josh talk to RPC.
Really?
Yeah, because Josh is like, hi, how are you? Yeah, just checking in. Okay, things are good. I've never heard him speak like that to anybody else. Yeah. He's like, oh, great. Well, they'll be stopping by, and
it's great. Yeah. Well, Josh broke the hymen in the whole thing, to be fair.
He did.
He went inside first.
He did.
and he came out to talk about it. Right? Is Josh near a mic?
No,
he's out
there. No, he's screaming.
Oh, damn. Yeah. All right, let's take a couple calls, but I am very anxious to get to Cool Guys today.
I'm super cool today.
Yeah, I can't wait. Let's take a couple of relationship calls first. Evan, what's up? Evan? I think he's right.
Yeah.
There you are. What's up?
Can you hear me?
We do. What's happening?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I just had a question. Hi, Tom.
Hey.
I have dated two bipolar girls, and both of them have ghosted me. I was wondering if there's any, I don't want to be prejudiced, but now I officially have trust issues. So, like,
be a little more specific. What exactly happened? Give me one of the stories.
Okay.
Just one exactly what happened. How long had you been dating? Go ahead.
The first one, we met on an Eric Andre fan page.
Of course.
And she, like, came down to see me when I visited Indiana, which is my hometown. And then I, like, came back out to California. Then I flew up to see her when she moved to Portland. And when I left there, she just stopped all contact. And then the last one, we had been dating since, like, January, like, more casually than anything, but still talking every day and, like, phone calls and everything like that. And then she kind of went silent for, like, 3 days. She didn't truly ghost me, but she went silent for, like, 3 days, and I was like, what's up? And then she called me, and it was like, I don't think we should talk for a while.
All right.
And then, so that's happened twice.
Well, I don't think that, and they both have a history of bipolar disorder, and bipolar is a pretty broad spectrum of symptoms and behaviors.
Yeah.
So I would not blame bipolar for any of this. I would blame it on long-distance relationships that you can't really have a relationship. Those are always going to, unless you can really get in the flesh together, they're always going to end.
Because
she's going to meet somebody out there who's available.
Yeah.
This last one wasn't long distance, though.
And then, wait, can I ask you, though, did they both volunteer that they were bipolar, or is this something you deduced from behavior? How did that come up?
No, they're both they were both diagnosed.
Okay, and they both volunteered that information?
Yes.
Okay.
Again,
they said it, like, up front.
But this second one, you said you were just talking on the phone all the time. That's not a real relationship.
Yeah, that's true, but it was with that. Yeah, that's why I say that. That's more, it was like casual dating, you know? Classic.
Right. And then when people are casual, that's why they casually date. And then they find someone and off they go. So this has nothing to do with anything. You shouldn't feel trust or not trusting. You should be thinking to yourself, hey, that's what dating is.
Yeah, exactly.
And that gets so obsessed about somebody. You're just hanging out. Maybe you should date two people at a time and make it clear to everybody that's what you're doing. And maybe you kind of can navigate that a little better.
I think
hide it from anybody.
You feel like you're 0-2 right now, so there's something wrong. But
right. In
the grand scheme of things, you know, people can date a bunch of people and have them not work out. It's no indication.
You kind of want that. That's how you learn about people and yourself.
And you weed out the things that are not right for you.
It's called dating. That's what dating is supposed to be. And millennials don't do a lot of that.
Yeah.
And I think that's it's good that you're doing it. So good for you.
Yeah, I think you should get back out there, man.
Yep, 100%. Let's talk to Curtis, see what Curtis got to say for us. Curtis, what's up?
Hey, Dr. Drew, how are you doing?
Well, good. What's up with you?
Not so much. I just had a question about some relationship issues I've been having lately.
Alrighty.
So I've been seeing this girl. We started dating at the start of this whole quarantine deal. We've probably been going for about maybe a month now. It was going great. We were talking a lot, and especially the quarantine, we weren't always able to see each other. But we did, like, get a few chances here and there, too. And lately, she just had been expressing to me that she didn't feel energized and was just not feeling like wanting to do any of her work or anything like that. We're both in college, so she's getting a little, now.
She's feeling a little depressed, right?
Yeah, that's what it was seeming like.
Okay.
Yeah, and
right.
I asked her if there's anything I could do to help her with that, and she said no, and she just kind of has been falling off and not responding at all or anything like that. And I'm sure it's because of the quarantine. But like in the past I've dealt with a lot of insecurities with not having the responses and stuff, so I'm trying to like keep that under wraps and like not freak out, but I'm just like having issues.
How long you guys been dating? I guess, dating, so to speak. How long?
It's probably been a month, if that, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. I'm definitely like, I think putting too much thought into it than I need to.
Too much intensity into it. Too much intensity, not just thought, but also intensity of feelings. It's intense to date. It's intense when you really like someone, but dating goes together. If it's forming and breaking, that's what dating is. It's not, oh my God, somebody's having dinner with me, I have to marry her. And then if she doesn't respond to me while we're separated by a quarantine.
But it can feel like that sometimes, right?
It can feel like that. It feels like that. I understand.
Right.
And if it's somebody you're really into, but it's, you know, remember that really into stuff is usually kind of infatuation to begin with anyway.
Right.
Which is why you have to have lots of experience dating. So you get a feel for things and you can tolerate the forming and breaking. I don't know. How old are you?
I'm 20.
Yeah, it's all normal stuff.
It is, man. It's totally the one thing I would want you to walk away with feeling is just knowing that it's totally normal.
It's not about you. Yeah. It's not about her. It's just there's a quarantine.
Right.
Maybe you can hook back up again after you're able to go do stuff. I the only thing I would worry about with her is that she's depressed, and you know, as a friend of hers, really get at it and say, look, if you're depressed, there's telemedicine now. You don't have to go to an emergency room. There's all kinds of – go to the SAMHSA, the government's website, mental health website, or the National Institute of Mental Health. Lots of resources there for telemedicine referrals. And get her evaluated if really she's that that depressed.
Yeah.
It's easy to get depressed, man, right now. I've been depressed through a lot of this stuff.
Really?
Yeah. It's been really – I've had to go outside and run and stuff to get me back.
I do feel like the the exercise.
Hello, Dr. Drew.
Yeah, Curtis.
Tom? Are you there?
Yeah.
Sorry, you guys cut out there, like probably like a minute or two ago.
Oh.
Well, we weren't saying much. I was just talking about depression and getting her some telemedicine referrals through the SAMHSA website, SAMHSA.gov, or the National Institute of Mental Health. Refer to some telemedicine resources. If that's as her friend, you just worry. Is she really depressed or not? And is that what's going on here? But if it's just, you know, dating, usual dating on, you know, forming and breaking, that's, you know, that's that.
Yeah.
We have another, really, you want another relationship? This is Eddie. Eddie, what's going on?
Hey, Drew, how are you doing?
We're good. What's happening, man?
Big fan. All right. So back it up a little bit. I was seeing this girl for about a couple months starting in January, and it ended around the beginning of March, and she seemed to not be able to make up her mind as if she wanted to be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a really strong connection, and so I was also talking to another girl kind of like casually before I was talking to this girl, and so I started picking things back up with the girl that I was talking to prior, after things ended with this girl that I had a strong connection with. So here goes a month later, and the one that I was talking to that I had a strong connection with starts talking to me again and saying that she still has feelings for me.
Okay.
And it kind of just like confuses me as I'm like progressing with this other girl who kind of like waited around and, you know, showed more interest in me. But I had a stronger connection with the one that can't seem to make up her mind, and it's kind of just like throwing me in a whack.
She's not that into you, the one that can't make up her mind. Bottom line, right?
So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, my experience would be.
Oh, what's up, Tommy?
What's up, dog? It's all good, man. I'm just saying that I'm listening to you, and I'm like reminiscing about my own life, and I just feel like what will happen. In my experience and in my prediction would be that she will repeat her own behavior. She will not decide again. You know, she was like, she's expressing her feelings now, and then she will withhold or lose interest or move on or do something with it. And then you'll be like, fuck, why did I give you a second chance if you weren't really, you know, expressing it?
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
So, yeah. So like, here's the, and I agree with that as well. But like, the only thing is, so this, the one that is showing a significant interest in me, I'm not as interested in her. You know, I'm not sure if it's because, you know, I want what I can't have type of situation. So I'm not sure if I should just, like, back away from both entirely.
Yes,
or just ask them to be in the
trouble. We say yes, you know? That's our vote.
That's what I would vote for sure.
Yeah, because it's
both.
Neither are going to work out to your satisfaction, and both are distracting you from meeting other people.
And the worst is being like, I guess I'll settle for the, like, you don't want that feeling. It's the worst. Just
she doesn't want you to settle.
Of course not.
It's like a pity relationship.
No, you don't want it. You don't want it, man.
Be with somebody you want to be with and who wants to be with you.
Yeah.
Life is too short.
You'll find her too, man. For real. You will find her.
Cool.
All right. Keep it high and tight. Let's do another phone call here. Now, this is kind of a rough one here. This is Emily. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
What's going on?
Hi.
There? Hey. You're on with Tom and me. What's up?
Hi, Emily.
I am like shit. Hi, Tom. Hi. I'm shaking right now. I'm a huge fan of his comedy. Anyway.
Nice.
So get right to it. My question is, I actually had a partial hysterectomy and it was supposed to happen last Thursday. Of course, all the hospitals in our area have closed down any non-life-threatening surgeries.
Right.
Or life-saving surgeries, I guess. But basically, I've been on almost every birth control possible. And I've had two children. I've had two ablations to try to burn off the endometriosis.
Ah.
And so my doctor said now, because I have horrible side effects and depression from the birth control, from the pill.
Got it.
But since this has now been canceled, he says, we're going to try the patch and see if that doesn't make you depressed and, just hope for the best and see when we can get this. And I guess my question would be, do you think that this is, I also have something, I've only read it from my paperwork, but I think it's called adenomyosis.
Adenomyoma. Yeah. Which is just sort of a thickening of the uterine lining. Adenomyosis.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not what's causing the pain. That's
so,
that's kind of dangerous
long
term. And so that may be why they're thinking about hysterectomy more than the endometriosis. Mm-hmm. There also are, you know, microscopic kinds of procedures for endometriosis that are very good too. You might ask your doctor about really, because even when you get the uterus out, there still can be endometrial cysts all over the place on your bowels and your bladder, things like
that. Right. And that's what I learned. Yeah. From my ablations, they found it like on my kidneys and my pancreas and like in all these crazy places. And it did help, but only short term for the pain.
Wow. And have you tried Lupron at all to kind of shut everything down?
Yes, we did do that and it made me feel miserable and it didn't help.
I know.
That's that shot.
Yes, the shot. And I know.
Like send you,
And I know they don't warn women how bad you can feel. And that's what menopause feels like, by the way. So
yeah, it was terrible.
So the question is, should you proceed with the patch? Is that the question?
Well, the patch has seemed to have given me weird. The only way I can describe it is contractions.
Interesting.
I don't know if that's normal.
Are you bleeding more with the patch?
Yeah, I haven't stopped bleeding.
And so
I don't know if that's why I'm having so much pain.
Yeah, I mean, you can have contractions with all that bleeding. And believe it or not, even the endometrial cyst can sort of menstruate. They can go through cycles, too. It's very weird.
The cyst can.
Yeah, yeah. So, listen, Emily, what is the question? I don't feel like I answered your question.
Do you think that going through with the partial hysterectomy and keeping my ovaries will at least cut down the pain in a noticeable amount?
A little. I wouldn't be super optimistic about it, but I would want to get that adenomyosis out of there. So, you know, there's a reason to do it. So, and ask them if they can search around and really do as much microscopic work as possible on what they find, you know?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that will help. That will help. Oh, Emily, I'm sorry you're going through all that. That is miserable.
Terrible.
Yeah. Here's the deal. You don't want a female genital tract under the age of 40, and you don't want a male's after 40.
Really?
That's sort of how it
works.
Oh,
right. But either way,
I mean, women have all the horrible stuff up until about the age 40, and then men have all the stuff afterwards.
Shit.
With the bladder and prostate and
et
cetera, et cetera. Let's clear our palate with a little cool guys, shall we?
Yeah. There's so many cool things to show you.
I almost feel like I need to visit Norman again, but it's okay.
I think Garth is a good way to start because it's just kind of strange.
Guys have been on Garth's case for a while.
Well, we just find him to be a fascinating public figure who has just somewhat. Here's the thing, and I've said it before. There is something that happens to any human being who gets impossibly famous.
Yeah.
Most of it, like, you and I are much more famous than the average person, right? Like, yeah. We're public people.
We're not Garth Brooks.
Man. And I think the thing is, like, what I'm saying is, like, what I would say my level of fame is that, like, some people recognize me.
Yeah.
Some people say things. Some people approach me, ask for photos. But it's, like, a very manageable type of, like, yeah. I mean, there's tiers to this.
I was in an event once with Michael Jackson. I've seen that. It was,
right.
It was, like,
So that is something that, like, I think even somebody who has a level of, almost, you almost appreciate it more because you're like, I know what this sort of looks like.
Yeah.
But then up here, what happens to you?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it just manifests itself differently. It's not a bad guy, Garth. I'm saying it's just...
Have people contacted you or something?
No.
Okay, good.
No. But it is strange.
It warrants... It's hard to look away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of want to just keep watching. Yeah. So here's just a clip, a recent one.
Garth Brooks and his wife, Trisha Yearwood, gave fans a treat last night, a free online concert for those stuck at home.
She's so New York and in L.A. and every town along the way.
More than 5 million viewed it.
Okay, keep going.
It's a big month for Brooks. We spoke with him earlier this month before social distancing. He's being awarded the Gershwin Prize by the Library of Congress, which credits him with elevating country music into a national anthem of the American people, which is where our conversation began.
Let the conversation begin.
We threw that in.
What is it about country music?
I don't know. It's almost like breathing in and breathing out, isn't it? You don't have to work to listen to it, and you don't even have to be listening to hear it. I think it's the voice of the common man's soul.
All that to me was strange. you know, I almost judge people now on whether or not they see it or not.
They see.
Like, it's like when somebody doesn't laugh at something that I think is funny, and I go, oh, like...
You judge them?
Yeah, I go, like, you're an idiot.
I can't hang
so,
with you. Can't,
right. Yeah, exactly. Like, we're not going to be friends.
Well, let's examine the whole thing.
Oh, you mean the super dark black beard?
Yes.
He's 60.
That specifically matches the hat.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's.
I mean, it looks like a character, like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Seagal does a similar thing where he has jet black hair and he's like 65.
Yeah. It looks like shoe polish. Like
it does.
Yeah.
And the fascinating thing, especially with him, is that this guy is like near a billionaire. You know what I mean? Like he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Garth,
maybe that's what makes him weird, all that money or something.
The money, I'm sure, has an effect on you. But it's also, I always wonder when you see a really wealthy person, either with ill-fitting clothes, where you're like, you don't have a fucking tailor. Like you can't have a jacket that fits.
What's he got? I didn't see his
clothes. His clothes is fine, but I'm saying this is an extraordinarily wealthy guy who, like, you couldn't bring in a top tier hair person
make it look
to
natural.
Make it look natural. Yeah. You
I
know,
think,
like,
but that's the thing. I think he likes it like this.
Likes it nice and dark. Make it real dark for me, baby.
Yeah. Last time we did this, it looked real good.
You know what you shine my boots with? Could you bring it on in here?
Match my boots too.
And
match my hat, my boots, my beard, and his coat. It's kind of weird. It's
very
all this
weird.
Jet black stuff.
But even like, okay, the way that, I mean, it is in line, I guess, with an artist. Someone goes, what is it about music? He's like, oh, it's just like breathing, you know? It's like you don't have to work to listen to it. It's like,
I just heard blah, 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 blah.
Nonsense.
Yeah, nonsense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Such a Charlie Brown's teacher.
And they're singing every word of a song like that.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, I'm a guy, so I'm the last guy that's going to say size matters. But it does.
What?
Brooks says that despite all of that success, the lesson in life is that adversity is what makes us stronger and helps us bounce back.
You've got a bow and arrow, right? The only way that arrow is going to go far at all is it's got to address resistance, right? So for every dreamer out there, when you hear, no, it cannot be done, just let it keep coming. Because once they let go of that arrow, all those no's, or what's going to fuel you to turn those dreams into reality.
I love that she does that journalistic face.
Oh,
yes. Like,
oh, such wisdom.
All the nose in your bow and arrow.
What the fuck is he talking about?
I mean...
This is...
No. Dream big.
Yeah, just let it keep coming.
I just feel like something really...
something happened to him. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know what.
I mean,
it just feels dark.
And this is why I can hang out with you. Because if you were like, just seems like a normal, like we've played clips of him before where I get people messaging me and they're like, I don't see what the thing. I'm like, well, I don't see, something's wrong with you.
Well, I get that people could fall for this.
Yeah.
Because he's pretty skilled at it.
By
you know
it,
he's
but,
skilled at it. It's, yeah. it's a whole thing.
But
it's
that's not presenting. The real guy.
I get that. And right. that's what you're sort of looking
yes,
at.
Yes. And that's what, and every time he does one of his things, he's like, hi. Hey, y'all.
It just feels dark.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're saying is like, what's behind that?
Oof. I don't want to know.
Really?
Not particularly.
Do you think it's probably some rage?
I'd rather see Piggy.
Really?
I'd rather see what's behind Norman.
Pig tits.
Much rather.
Then what's behind that?
Yes.
Because you think that's pretty scary, but what's behind
it? I think that's, yeah, it's dark.
There's some evil in there?
Isn't that funny?
Do you think there's evil?
I don't know. No. Because evil to me means like psychopathy, like you don't understand right and wrong. And uh-huh. No, I just feel like angry.
Angry.
Angry dark.
Angry dark.
Angry dark.
Yeah. What do you think? Because there's a couple people that I know.
I don't like angry particularly. That's probably what it is for me. It's just like,
yeah,
I don't have time for it.
I know a couple people, okay, public people, couple are public, who have like pleasant public personas who I've spent time with and just, you can see right below the surface is that anger. I'll say it's anger,
well,
not rage, but
as
anger.
Corolla points out, the more sort of giddy and upbeat the presentation, the more there's another side. Talk to the producers and the segment producers and stuff dealing with that person. They are terrorized usually.
Really?
Particularly dancing. If somebody's like dancing, that's a sign to watch out for.
Like a public
so
display
who
of dance?
Does a lot of their dancing as sort of their thing. Just kind of look behind them.
Oh, I wonder which famous person
has I'm not saying.
A dancing persona.
I'm not saying.
I can think of so many daytime hosts.
There are many. Now, but I hear things. And by the way, I've not had anything but pleasantness.
Yeah.
But I hear stuff.
You know, I've heard stuff too.
And Corolla always points that out as the dancing thing.
Yeah, well, I've also, like, there's a couple, we've always said this in comedy too, that the ones, I mean, I'm not trashing anybody, but the ones you have to watch out for, like, watch
in
out
comedy.
For, are the clean ones. Like the real clean comics.
Oh, the guys that won't go blue at all.
Right, at all. Like the ones who are just like, oh.
Well, they're hard to hang with, right?
That's the thing is socially, no. Like you can hang out with a clean comic and it just feels normal. But I mean, like they can hang in the circle. But I'm saying like those are all like, you know, Cosby's obviously this famous example
right.
of
so,
like,
so
I don't
behind
curse.
There, they,
I don't
we
say
could
anything
find
bad.
A website with Norman.
I mean, you could because it feels like when somebody leans on the clean, not that like a clean comic necessarily is bad, but like if
it's
somebody,
a covering for something.
Yeah, it feels like it sometimes.
It's
it
like
feels
objecting, like being angry at gay men or something. Like, oh, you're protesting too much. It does.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if there's something there or not, but I feel like you have to be hiding something if you're just like, and then I never say naughty words, you know,
yeah,
when you're
yeah.
a grown man.
It's funny. I can't think of any comics like that. I don't see any.
Yeah,
I think of one actually.
I know a few that are just you kind of just go like, "What's up, man?" Yeah.
What are you hiding?
Yeah. All right.
Well, nothing's hiding here.
Okay, so we saw Garth. This is just a quick horrible or hilarious.
Okay.
This is what I just play these. I think you were shown this early on.
I'm guessing horrible.
No, I think you'll laugh at this one. It's just I think it's mostly video. I don't know if it even has. Does it have audio?
I don't think so.
But
I should do a segment with you regularly, horrible or hilarious.
Oh, it's great.
I have.
Oh, you have seen this one?
Yeah, yeah. But let's enjoy it again.
It is fun
because it's horrible, but it is hilarious.
Okay. Cool. So
it's horrible for that guy.
That guy's on the phone. Another guy runs past him. Also with an orange shirt. And then here comes the police
and beats the crap out of the new orange shirt.
I mean, with that cane too.
Well, they're famous for caning in that area.
Yeah. And there's, I don't think you get to call his superior.
No.
You know what I mean?
Like the dog one. You're looking at it too.
Damn.
And what is it he wants him to do?
He's telling that guy to get the fuck inside.
Which he does.
Yeah. And then you get out of here.
Oh. Yeah. Stay out of this.
But it was just seeing He just saw the. It seemed like a cartoon almost.
Yes.
You know? Like
yes.
The guy had the.
No, you expect a little Benny Hill music.
But it really was real. I mean, it looks like he's clubbing him for real.
I know. And I like the way the guy doesn't complain, just climbs in his.
Oh, yeah.
His Surrey. What is that thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that's called.
His little tiny van.
Jesus.
Oh, he made the mistake of grabbing the.
He grabbed it, but get the fuck inside. All right. That guy just nods and goes away.
And I like the way they just like accept anything from the cops.
Absolutely.
You just beat me. All right. Sorry, dude.
Get you on. Don't call internal affairs, though.
No, you don't do anything. You just get out of there.
Where is this? Is this India?
Yeah, it's Indian writing.
That sounds right.
It might be Cambodia.
Really?
Right? Doesn't it look Cambodian, some of that writing?
I don't know.
I'm fascinated, though. Now let's get on with the show.
Again. Yeah.
Good.
All right.
Love it.
That's a little one. All right. Do you want to get into my talks? I heard you like talks.
I have trouble with talks. Yeah.
Oh, but that's even better.
It made me sad. Yeah.
Okay.
Horrible or hilarious? Here we go.
Let's go to some talks.
Oh, here's this guy.
This guy's a regular.
Yes, I've seen some with this guy.
For your information, maybe I'm not into women either. Men, women, children, y'all. I don't care about any of y'all. I date none of y'all. Got it?
He does.
I like the way he whisper yells.
Whisper yells is
pretty
it's
good.
A whole art form.
It's good.
It's a type of acting.
And when he whisper yells, his whole entire scalp wrinkles.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah. And this guy and his followers have a fascination with dating. Every video I see of him, he's like, I'm not gay. Or then the next one, he's like, what if I do like it? And then the next video, he's like, maybe I'm bi. And then like
now he's
3 weeks later, it'll be like, I don't like people. And then... You know, it's just always in that wheelhouse.
Why does he have followers? Can you explain that other than you and Christina?
I don't know.
I understand
does
that.
Does he have a sizable following? Do you know?
That I don't know. The only exposure I have to this guy is from when you and Christina sent me links.
He is visually fascinating.
Yeah, big fella.
There's something visually interesting about
young.
Him.
Young. He's young, right? He seems young.
Yeah.
He's a character.
There's only one of him.
There is only one of him, yes.
That's what's interesting about him. Look at his forehead. Look at the forehead muscles. It's like the Red Sea parting and his brain's coming through. You see that? You see how his scalp?
I do now.
it was even more pronounced a couple of frames back.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at his scalp.
Care.
Whoa, look at that. Whoa.
Yeah. There's a lot going on
there. Any of y'all. I date none of y'all.
I wonder if he actually has.
I feel like the meat is growing right here, in like right above his eyebrows.
Yeah,
the meat is growing. Like he's the kind of guy who's like, I had a rough weekend. I ate a couple donuts. Look at my forehead. Like, you know, like it seems like he's putting on weight there.
Yeah,
I've got it. He can't actually scream because of where he lives. I think.
I think that's what it is. His mom might hear him.
Yeah,
that's what I imagine. Just
like,
mom.
I'm sick of you.
Mom will hear it. No one could know. No one could know our little secret world that I maintain.
All right, why don't we turn up the juice a little bit, see who's next.
Uh-oh.
They need to bring it back, whipping kids' ass for what they need bringing back, because kids don't have respect for people nowadays. Like bullying people and making people commit suicide. That's what they need, a good ass whipping. That's what they need.
Yeah, I'm sure it helped her in her life.
Getting her ass kicked?
Yeah.
Yeah. You think she's been through something?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And she has the universal feature of cool guys and gals,
which is
no teeth.
Oh yeah,
it's a universal cool guy.
And an awesome camera angle.
Yeah, I know. And it got worse during the whole thing. Like she slunk out of the whole frame.
This is like when I FaceTime with my mom. I'm like, "You're showing me the wall." And she's like, and puts it back on herself.
I live day to day waiting for the time you go show her Norman.
Oh yeah,
that's what gives me faith that this whole quarantine is going to be okay.
Lack of teeth is a real.
It's a thing.
Indicator.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's clearly meth.
If
but
you
it's,
let, you think this is clearly
no,
meth?
No, it's not. But I'm saying, like, I'm thinking of Tiger King.
Yeah, but I feel like if one lets their teeth just go and social with it, it informs everything else.
Correct. It kind of coexists with hoarding a little bit.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that kind of like you
is
can't.
Is there a hygiene correlation too, possibly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like you can't manage the basics of your life. Like your car fills up with shit. You can't brush your teeth.
You see those cars sometimes in parking lots and you're
like
where it's packed, all the windows.
All the way up to the ceiling.
Yeah. And you're like, someone.
What is that? It's such a mind-boggling thing that happens.
And to be like, because I feel like. People who aren't like that all know a much lesser version of that? Like, in other words, where something's a mess.
No, I look at my car seat. Particularly during this quarantine thing, I have a mask. I have Clorox wipes. I have all this stuff sitting in my seat. And I think of those people when I look at that seat.
When you see that seat.
And I'm like, ugh, just the thought of it.
I've had, you know, times where I've lived somewhere and I go, this is a mess. And then I get into the ignoring of the mess of that room.
Yes.
And then it almost takes someone else coming over and being like, you got to clean this shit up.
Yes.
And then you're like, of course. But you get into the, you see how somebody can, you can tell yourself that like, that mess is in that room.
Yeah.
It becomes normal.
Yeah. Not filth,
but I'm saying,
but
you're not picking stuff up.
That kind of thing is a mechanism, but it's such so other level when people
with those people,
filling it with pizza boxes and old chat.
Well, that's the other thing is like always stand out to me is like making like I always call myself messy, like messy leaving. I take clothes off and just leave them on the ground.
Yeah,
but when you have like food wrappers, I'd be like, nah, man.
Right.
Like I never was like, there's some cups and
months
just trash
of food wrappers.
That's another level.
Yeah.
To not think, well, the trash has got to go in the trash.
Yeah. Or I can't. It's too much. I can't organize myself enough to be able to just sweep through and pick up the trash.
And then it's a slow decline.
Even look at the carts and stuff that people push around. I mean, what's in there is just a bunch of debris usually.
Yeah.
There's not anything that you actually use.
Right.
It's just accumulated stuff. I mean, on top are the blankets and things like that that they might use, but inside it's like.
And then they get living with rodents and roaches, and then they're like, "Yeah, those are just there."
Well, did you ever see Grey Gardens, that documentary about the?
I just saw snippets of it because Christina watched it, so I just
the
saw
whole thing.
She saw the whole thing.
So they end up living with raccoons. The wall starts to fall in, and a family of raccoons moves into the wall, and they're like, "Oh yeah, they live here." Yeah. That's mental illness, man. And people don't understand it. In the worst version of it, you go to the street. That's the worst version.
Right.
And then that can be treated. But we don't do that in this country. All right. Is she got more for us?
I don't know. Next one.
Someone is telling me I should not post any more videos.
I agree.
I have a TikTok account. I can make videos every time I want to.
Yeah.
Or use their content and everything. And you know what? I could do whatever I want.
Oh, yeah, you can. You can. We all endorse it. I'm not sure it's having the desired effect, though.
I don't think his beard's good.
The whole it's interesting. It's like someone with a trisomy, Down syndrome, with oppositional defiant disorder.
What's oppositional defiant disorder?
It's like they're very defiant and oppositional to any authority.
Oh.
And the beard and everything, the whole thing is that.
Really?
I suspect.
So that is a disorder?
Oppositional defiant, sure.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
It's in adolescence and stuff usually. But I'm sort of saying I it may all be just the biology.
This guy's Downs?
I think so.
Oh.
Isn't that what that is?
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know. But I noticed that the beard was wild. It didn't seem like it's not a regular beard.
It is not.
It looks like it's actually patched on.
It does.
Like it looks like something, like somebody shaved an animal.
Like a high school play.
Yeah. And you put on a cheap beard.
Oh,
and then he said he's mad that somebody's saying don't post or something.
Yeah. I'm sure his mom and dad are like, dude,
you're freaking people out with this fucking beard.
Not
man.
Just freaking them out, but I'm sure this isn't desiring, the effect is not having what you intend.
You're being real aggressive out there on the talk.
But let's see. Meet people where they are, right? We got to meet people where they are.
Oh, that's a nice way of saying
it. It's a neurodiversity, everybody. Okay. Neurodiversity. And where is he? Let's hear some more.
Guys, you won't believe what's so stupid, right? Literally, my teacher makes us watch a video of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Are you kidding me? That is the most weirdest shit to ever watch. What am I, a two-year-old? No, I'm a freaking teenager. Like, only babies watch that shit because it's for younger kids. I'm a freaking teenager now, so why are you making me watch this shit? Seriously, like, go fuck yourself.
I love him.
He's great.
He's best.
He's great.
He's the new modern version of what's the character that Travolta plays in Saturday Night Fever?
Oh.
Tony. Help me. The name, Vince. His name Vince.
Vince.
Or something?
I don't remember. Yeah,
but that's the 2020 version of
now,
that.
Now he has a notable like speech impediment, right?
It and an accent, both. Right.
Right. Right. Yeah. He's a sounds like a northeastern like New York guy
with a little
but,
little
twerf. Right. He's like
are you kidding me? Yeah.
But he's the best.
He's great.
Help me. I just imagine him at Coney Island.
Go fuck yourself. Yeah. Trying to make me watch Mickey Mouse stuff.
He's the best. He has a point.
Yeah.
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 What's his name?
Oh, no.
You get it? Oh. Those are dolls.
Now we're going to go into a dark place.
I'm going to explain why I have these two dolls.
Uh-oh.
I am mentally retarded. Also known as special needs. I may not look it, but I am. And I have these two dolls because I can't have kids. I can't get married, nor can I have a job. Now, I know there are some special needs people out there that have jobs. I can't get one because I have anger issues.
Oh.
I lose my temper really,
oh,
really quick.
Ew.
And so if you do not like the content that I put out with these two dolls, don't like it or comment on it. It's that simple. Just keep scrolling.
I agree with her.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
But she's talking about special needs psychiatrically, not just cognitively. I am
mentally retarded.
I'm not so sure that's true per se, because she expresses herself quite clearly. But the inability to contain anger and aggression and stuff like
can
that.
Can you call yourself that, though, if you...
If you are that?
Well, I'm saying
is
if
it,
you...
Could high-pitch Eric call himself that?
Right. I mean, like, can yeah. she say that because she has...
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd say it's sort of like the N-word.
Yeah.
You know, you can't... I don't know. I'd say it's not... I think it's a term that is sort of not in vogue. Let's put it that way. We're not really using that language any longer.
Mm.
Yeah. Right? Mm. Uh-oh.
Hey, TikTok... I apologize in advance, this is one type of exception, but excuse my language, okay? I don't give a fuck what my dad thinks of me. I don't have to do my fucking chores, okay? I didn't want to have to cuss on TikTok like this, but I'm fucking pissed. This is a one time... think that I'm doing this. Hell, I'm gonna have to repent after this TikTok because I am pissed off. My dad and I were having a good week and then he saw the crushed up dresser and he fucking yelled at me. No, I've got repentance to do after this video.
A lot going on.
Something's up with him, though, right?
Oh, yeah. But what's interesting is that it didn't really have to be this way.
Uh-huh.
He sort of created in the lab a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a combination of sort of being challenged, but probably not being raised in the greatest environment.
Uh-huh.
And I love the glasses.
They don't seem right.
Well, I love they're completely askew.
And he said, I have to repent.
Which is what kind of scares me. So there's hyper-religiosity in there, and they're making him feel bad for having, you know, for the dad essentially emotionally abusing him, that now he has no other outlet but TikTok. I feel bad. Not that bad, though.
Okay.
I think there's a chance for this young man.
But there's something developmentally wrong with him?
I'm not sure.
Those are my favorites.
I'm not sure that's really here necessarily.
Okay.
I think he's just challenged, sort of socially challenged.
Oh,
more than developmentally challenged.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's keep going. Oh.
To all the people who call me a pig, that's Miss Piggy to you, bitch. And to all the people that's bullying me, bitch, please, I made it through spinal meningitis. I can handle you. I can handle you and roast you myself. Keep it up, bitches. Outer beauty fades. It doesn't last. It sags. Outer beauty goes away. outer beauty goes away. But inner beauty is forever.
Well, I knew this would make you happy.
I never saw this whole thing.
Outer beauty fades, Tom.
I got the message.
It fades. Now, the question is, did my spinal meningitis actually create this?
Can you inform us, me specifically,
like as a baby or
about
something.
What exactly it is and what the...
What is?
Spinal meningitis and what can happen to you?
Meningitis. So your central nervous system is lined by a big thick lining called the meninges. Mm-hmm. And through various means, bacteria or viruses can actually get onto that meninge. And if it does, it infects it because mm-hmm. that's a sterile environment. And it causes a de-inflammation of the meninge, which can cause all kinds of problems. Abscesses in the brain, squishing the brain, hydrocephalus, all kinds of stuff can happen in complicating it. And if it's, you know, as a little baby and you can get in shock and sepsis, and it can be devastating. Devastation. So that could be that. So I suspect it is.
That's what led her to her current condition?
Yes. Make you happy?
Nope.
Okay. So you have to be born that way for you to be happy.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Tom. See how I bum my own high with this
stuff? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah? This is why I get sad.
What up, cunt?
Oh.
Here's my tip to being fucking awesome on TikTok. First of all, fuck you. Second of all, get that gun out. Third of all, make sure you get your fucking titty pierced. Third.
There you go.
I'm in.
This guy I really like.
But he's not Norman.
He's not Norman, but this shit is real, and he's real aggressive. We found another clip of him also about a week later. I think they took this one down.
Do you think
Talk said that...
Do you just think it's just a way to get attention, like for Talks? Or
I think it's a combination of wanting attention, but also genuinely having this demeanor.
Okay.
So plays it up, but I think that it's also not like a full act.
Yeah, I agree with you. The hair in the belly tells you that.
Can I see that one more time?
And the tie-dye.
Because it really...
What up, cunt?
Yeah.
Here's my tip to being fucking awesome on TikTok. First of all, fuck you. Second of all, get that gun out. Third of all, make sure you get your fucking titty pierced. Third.
And it's cool that it's another Canadian.
It could be Northern Plains. Could be Minnesota.
Yeah, possibly.
But I think it's more Canadian.
Yeah, I'm going with Canada. So that's two awesome Canadians back-to-back episodes.
And so he's looking in the mirror, right? Yeah. So you see there's one of those sliding medicine cabinets.
Yes.
What's the blue in the background there?
Can you see what that is?
A towel?
Just a bathroom, right? With a guitar on the wall. Mm-hmm. Bathroom with a guitar on the
he's
wall.
He's got a lot of shit going on.
He does. He's cool.
What's
dude.
Up, cunts?
We don't use the C word enough here.
We really don't.
Yeah.
It's a great one.
It is. We got to take the teeth out of it a little bit. And it shouldn't just refer to women.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at this cunt over here.
That's a problem.
Yeah, this guy's a real cunt. I know.
Yeah.
It's the Brits do it real well.
And Australians?
Yeah.
No, they got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that it?
In fact, I have a friend of mine. She's a sociologist I've been using in some of my other podcasts. And she got PO'd and she called everyone thunder cunts. She goes, listen, you thunder cunts.
And I was that's a good one. Yeah.
Good for you.
This I feel like I didn't pull.
But I can tell you, you're going to be happy already.
This is a Christina talk.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Everybody, I'm the CEO of TikTok. And anybody misses me on TikTok, I'm back. And I voted this morning for Joe Biden. Thank you and have a great day. And make sure to wash your hands. Don't get the coronavirus.
I like him.
Yeah.
But he's one of your people.
That's a Christina pull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't feel sad for him.
One of my people.
He developmentally challenged.
Excuse me.
Yeah. That's what you like.
I said no.
You don't like him?
No, I like him, but I wouldn't have pulled this.
Ah. But I like the fact that he's where he is.
Yeah.
He's all good with whatever.
Oh, yeah. He's great. I tend to like the more aggressive ones.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I like when they threaten. I don't know. It just, it always
makes you laugh.
It makes me laugh. I like people who are, you know, like Winston at the post office.
Yeah. Let's see that. But the guy we saw with the smoke at the neighborhood that put the poop.
Yes.
If that guy came up to you and started yelling, would you start laughing back at him?
It depends on my demeanor and everything that, like, what's going on with me that
day. Context.
But I think most likely, yes. I did laugh at somebody who screamed at me once, and they got really, really pissed.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was on the street, and I was in my car,
and
this guy was walking across the street, and he just stood, and he flicked me out. He's like, fuck you. And I started laughing.
For no good reason. Just
yeah. And then I started laughing, and he got really, I mean, stood there and started screaming more. And then I decided to pretend I was laughing harder to see if I could provoke him, you know? And yeah, I did.
How'd that go?
It didn't go. He got, first, after like I saw him get really fired up and he had a bag and he threw it down and he was like really screaming, I was obviously in a vehicle and I had my foot on the brake, but I was like, you know, I'll run this guy over. So.
know? Attention, cool dudes.
Yeah.
Do not challenge Tom Segura.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, are you done, manager?
This is a great build. Because one of the things that happens is that this man, I'm just going to lay this out for you. He almost, he goes out of his way to establish that he explains that he's upset and he explains.
And then he gets upset.
Yeah, yeah. He's I will use foul language. I do get upset.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's good form.
Hey, are you done, manager? Yes. Hi. I'll introduce myself properly. Okay. I'm Winston Cade. How are you doing? Great. Maybe it's something you can help me out with. I don't have a whole lot of time this morning, and I don't have very good patience. I'm having a really bad morning, and I'm not trying to take it out on anybody.
I like the way it's like, I'll be disarmed if he really, but yeah. I'm prepared.
I'm
preparing you.
I'm having a morning.
I don't have to be nutty, but you might have
to. He's got that voice, too. That lends itself to I have a P.O. box here that I have not been able to pay. For the last 3 weeks because I got thrown in jail by some bullshit charges, okay? I'm just going to be honest.
Bullshit charges.
Okay? I say a lot of cuss words, and I'm sorry I suffer from PTSD, but a lot of people are fucking with me, okay? And I don't have time for patience. I don't remember the number. I gave the lady my ID, and I said, I have it. I think I know which one it is, but I'm 3 weeks behind. My key probably don't work because it's locked. It's just, I'm probably not going to be able to help you.
Okay. So he's explaining, but I already got this feeling that whatever the bullshit was he was in prison for, we're going to get a little taste of right here.
Hey, good guess.
Let's go see.
That's not the attitude I want. If you're the manager, I'd like for you to help me. If you can't help me, I'm going to go right down the road.
What's your name?
It's Winston Cave. I'm going to give you my ID.
Are you the owner of the...
Yes, ma'am, I am, and I have a key. But like I said, I think the key's been changed, and it's fine. I don't care what the fuck was in there, okay? But I have big shit that's coming.
Here we go.
And if you can't help me with it,
here we go.
I do business here.
Did you watch the TV show Dave? It's on Hulu. Oh, no, it's on FXX. Dave?
Uh-uh.
There's a character. It's actually pretty good. It's about a white rapper.
Lil Dicky.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
Cheeto's in it. Santino.
Cheeto is in it. He's such a great comedic actor. Every time I see him, somebody just think, God, he is so good.
He's great.
Does he know that?
He knows he's good.
I think I mentioned that when I did his pod. But
yes.
But there's a dude in there, an African American dude that plays a bipolar. Phenomenal. I mean, that's bipolar. Like there's a couple scenes where somewhere he's depressed, somewhere he's high, and he just nails it.
Yeah.
And it looks a bit like this. It's coming up.
Do you want me to take it off? I trust you with my truck keys.
No, let me just go find out what the box number is.
Thank you, ma'am.
4184.
Oh, wow. Damn, he could have told me that. And see, he waited until he got a manager.
Uh-huh.
I've been sitting out here for 5 to 10 minutes, pissed off.
Yeah, we wouldn't want you. Your valuable time wasted.
No, sir. I said I want somebody that can help me and not fucking play games.
Here we go.
Don't get shit twisted. There's no kids in here.
See?
But see what I mean? Tell him to step the fuck off if you can help me, please.
I'm trying to hold it in. Woo, okay, here it comes.
So, ma'am, are you the boss? I asked for a boss. Fuck off. Fuck y'all. See what I mean? Fuck people, man. Fuck you in the fucking ass, stupid bitch.
That's exactly what happened.
All I asked for a fucking boss, and nobody can fucking give me one. Fuck you. You fuck with the wrong motherfucker, United States Post Office, Longa Vista, Texas, bitch. You ain't shit. All I ask is for a fucking boss. Fuck you, motherfuckers. Call the cops. I'm crazy. I respectfully ask for a fucking boss.
Yeah, you are.
Not your little fucking penny any fucking bell shit. Hold my mail. Federal offense, you stupid bitch.
You need
Everybody
more.
Everybody wants to fucking clown on Caveman.
Caveman.
Guess what? I'll be the last
Winston
one fucking
Cave.
Clown.
Winston Cave. Oh, yeah. Caveman.
And on all you bitches. Quick, bring it sideways. Fucking shit. I don't have a fucking address because my wife took my fucking house, you stupid fucks. God damn, get this shit straight. Fuck you. Shit. Motherfucker, man.
You know, there's also a great depiction of, we were talking about Ozark season 3.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The brother.
Oh, yeah, great. Great job.
Great actor.
Yes, yes.
And bipolar.
Yes.
And like it's a big storyline.
You know what's interesting? That's a different flavor of bipolar. The guy I'm thinking of is more this flavor.
This flavor.
Yeah. The other one is more, impulsivity and poor judgment and that kind of stuff and lability. That's mania.
What happens? Because I think it's one of those terms that's thrown around so much.
Yes.
That, you know, somebody does something somewhat erratic and they're like, what are you, bipolar? You know, it's like a, but I feel like most people don't even know what it is that one, when one is bipolar.
That's what it is.
And what,
that's the hypomania. But they have to have some, typically have some depressive periods too.
So it's just an up and down.
Yeah.
And when they are medicated,
and they're medicated often very differently than, I say, a depressive.
Okay.
It's just different. You put mood stable, you put seizure medicine, you put them on and the whole thing collapses.
Really?
Yep.
Because this erraticness and
the escalation, and it just goes to the moon.
And then and then everybody who's, you know, not like that, we're all stuck looking at it like, what's going on, man?
Right. And unfortunately, a lot of people will go, he's angry, man. That's just the way it is.
This is
a downtrodden dude. It's like, no.
No.
No. And schizophrenics can do that too sometimes. They can just go off. Maybe that guy that was standing in front of your car.
Uh-huh.
That might have been a schizophrenic, because they will suddenly just go in one weird direction or another. And it's not that they're angry or that they're downtrodden. It's an illness.
This guy's definitely.
That's an illness. That's an illness.
He needs medicine.
But we need to follow him.
Winston?
Yeah. Is there more?
Not in this series, but we have some real fun videos prepared for the next YMH with them.
Of him? I think I have to be there. I don't know when or where, but I will not be able to sleep until I see these videos.
I'd love to see them. So yeah.
Okay.
Come. You should come.
All right. Let's figure out when that is. Woo. Okay. Did we go through everything? Is that all of it? I think we did it.
I think so. Yeah.
All right. And let's see. Let's just look at the calls real quick. Make sure there's any emergencies out there we got to deal with. Let's do one quick call, shall we?
Okay.
It's pertinent a little bit to how people are feeling in the quarantine.
Sure.
Mariah, go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Drew and Christina. I was calling because I'm 23 and I'm really, really healthy, but it seems like in the past year or so, I just gave birth in December of 2019. And while I was pregnant, I had like chest pains in my ribs right underneath my left breast, and it would kind of radiate to the corresponding shoulder blade in the back.
Yeah.
And now that I've given birth, it's gotten even worse. Mm.
And has anybody, it's on which side, the right side?
No, the left side.
Left side. Has anybody done an ultrasound or a chest x-ray or just kind of looked around at the anatomy in there to make sure everything's cool?
No.
So usually this kind of thing is something called costochondritis. It's an inflammation of the costal muscles and the even sometimes the cartilage here, and it can swing around. It typically goes around to the back, and it can get into the rhomboid muscles here, and it can even refer up to the top of the shoulder and even get into your neck and stuff. It can be a big mess. Usually you can get some pain by just pushing on that part of your chest wall. That lets you know that that is costochondritis. But I always like to look around to make sure it's not some pain referred from something in your lung or something, you know, under the diaphragm.
Is there a way to treat costochondritis?
Yeah, typically there's lots of ways to treat it. But it can be really uncomfortable. It can feel like a knife is digging into your chest. It can be every time you take a deep breath. It's like, ugh.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so
sounds like it.
Physical therapy sometimes a good way to go about it if you have time for that. Sometimes massage therapy. You know, stretching, icing, Pilates, there's many, many, many things you could be doing. But I would typically send somebody that's, you know, for what it's getting generalized, I would start with physical therapy, a physical therapist. Okay, Mariah?
And it's normal for it to just last a minute or two. It's not like constant.
Yeah, it can be fleeting. It can be fleeting. In fact, fleeting is always a little better than something that's constant, typically, prognostically anyway. But, you know, the reason I wanted to talk about it, though, is a lot of people are having chest pain right now, and they're anxious or they're depressed, and they're experiencing it as chest pain, and even some shortness of breath with it, too. So it's hard for people to distinguish, or should I go to the hospital? Should I not go to the hospital? And it is a hard thing to determine. So sometimes getting talking to a doctor over the phone, that kind of thing. If you have no risk factors for heart disease and you're young, it's very, very unlikely to be hard, particularly if you're female. And chest pain usually doesn't, from cardiac source, usually doesn't last more than about 30 minutes without getting into real trouble.
Right.
So you know, but there can be other sources of chest pain. You know, there can be things called pulmonary emboli, and there can be things going on in your lungs. So you don't want to just ignore these things, but kind of that you know, classic anxiety pain is like a fist coming up in your chest, up in your neck.
That's I've had it before. Yeah,
it's called globus when it does that.
It is.
Yeah, it's got a name. And I've had all kinds of panic and anxiety and stuff. And so I understand you start to the flip side is you don't have chest pain, but you can start to preoccupy about everything in your body. You're worrying about stuff. And this is the time when people experience a lot of that stuff. Again, SAMHSA, that's the federal government's substance abuse and mental health services. And also National Institute of NIMH. So it's NIMH.NIH.gov. And there's a lot of information about those sites. So just want to get that out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to tell you, I think I speak for the entire audience, certainly viewing this, when I say thank you for wearing a short sleeve shirt today and giving us this treat of the double guns.
Two guns. I
think a lot of people appreciate and they recognize the biceps. But I've been sitting here and noticed that these triceps are full fucking flavors.
What's weird is this is just sort of genetic.
Jesus.
I mean, if I lift weights at all, I just get bigger arms.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're like, without trying, you'll look like this?
Yeah, I do not focus on arms.
Fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
But arms get in the way of every other movement I have.
And then if you do start doing like bicep triceps, they just explode?
Yeah. They can get pretty, if I'm eating, you know, to me, it starts to look weird quickly.
I gotta put some of this drool back. Sorry.
And now as I'm older, I've got such fucked up shoulders.
You do?
Yeah.
From what? From weightlifting?
From weightlifting, probably. This left one that I can't really do much. I used to have the shoulders used to be a big part of the thing too. And now it's kind of wasting away. Don't age. Bottom line. But thank you. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
I look forward to YMH and getting a little... I want to see Norman, too. Pig tits. I need to see a little Norman, and then we're going to see a little...
We're
going to
do a...
Caveman?
Winston.
Caveman?
Caveman, and we're going to do some pig tits. We're gonna do a deep dive. I hope we can give... if you could get a number masked as a Calgary number, and let's give old pig tits a call. You know...
Oh,
we could probably get some
in and done and done.
Yeah.
All right. So more to follow. Thank you all for being here. Tom, thank you.
Thank you.
See you next time.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation of the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.